Manu Patra alerts dated the 17th of October 2018. Supreme Court has allowed a plea of premature release and ordered the release of a murder convict who served more than 29 years in jail. Delhi High Court has directed the Director General Prison of Tihar and Secretary of the Public Works Department to conduct a meeting and finalize the timeline for procuring and installing CCTV cameras in Tihar Jail. Madras High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation seeking uniform rates of food items, vegetarian and non-vegetarian, in different hotels, restaurants, fast foods and graded hotels. Delhi High Court has issued directions to state and centre to hold consultations and frame a policy to regulate burning of Ravana effigies during Dashera. Bombay High Court has granted bail to a female teacher charged of sexually assaulting and harassing a 17-year-old male student and observed that it is difficult to believe that the teen was repeatedly assaulted under coercion. Madras High Court has passed an interim order staying online sale of firecrackers till the 15th of November. Kerala High Court has acquitted the accused who was convicted by the trial court in Chikanur Maulavi murder case and observed that there are no proofs that Maulavi is dead. Patna High Court has quashed a press communique issued by state government, prescribing that admissions to Ayurvedic, Yoga and Naturopathy, Unani, Siddha and Homeopathy, AYUSH, courses shall only be allowed through National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test. NEET. A sessions court in Haryana's Hisar has sentenced self-styled Godman Rampal to life imprisonment in connection with two murder cases. National Green Tribunal has fined Delhi government 50 crore for not taking action against steel pickling units in residential areas as they fall under the prohibited list of industrial activity.